Galatians, no longer I. We hear it, we know it, we sing it, we say it, but do we really live it? The moment we bury our old nature, it pops up again. Paul gives us checkpoints to remind us where we stand. He addresses the Jews exploiting the popular wave to impose their tradition on Gentile believers. Christianity is all about centering our lives around Christ, nothing more, nothing less. Paul talks about the new life in Christ. It is no longer my life, but Christ's. Galatians 2. Our worst enemy is not Satan, it is ourselves. It is we who stunt our growth and allow Satan free reign. It is we who push Christ out. Addicted to sin, we tread the same destructive pathways over and over again. We need to go through those painful withdrawal symptoms to eliminate sin. That is when Christ's power shines. It is no longer man's gospel, but Christ's. Galatians 1. They were confused, bewitched, the Galatians. When leaders lose focus, people dance to their tune, encouraging them to deviate further from pure gospel. The biggest crowds gather for entertaining, morale-boosting messages. Contamination sells, purity repels. Paul finds himself in the embarrassing situation of publicly having to confront the great apostle Peter. We need to discern, proclaim, and stick with the truth, even though we might find ourselves almost alone. It is no longer my works, but faith. Galatians 2 and 6. Activities make us feel we are progressing. They give us a sense of achievement. Yet the only accomplishment we can truly give credit to is that of Christ. God is not interested in what we do for Him. He is interested in who we are. Paul reminds us to sow spiritual seeds and reap robust returns. Galatians 5. It is no longer my ways, but the Spirit's. Progress in the new context is measured by the change in our heart, the fruit of the Spirit. Achievement comes from running a good race. Paul asks, who cut in on you? He then goes on to talk of the true heritage. What an awesome privilege to be no longer a Gentile but an heir. Galatians 3. No longer a slave but a son or daughter. Galatians 3 and 4. There are spies waiting to capture. Galatians 2. Influences around and within to detract us. Can we resist the fatal attractions? What is the danger that influential, false brothers and sisters pose within the church? What seeds can we sow to protect the new life and true heritage? What seeds endanger it?